Wellington, as its citizens are fond of pointing out, is a place of community. The inner city is lit up by a cluster of communities, often interlinked and often with shared roots in certain industries, most notably web development. So we let a couple of those communities play host to us one evening recently in Wellington. Our first stop was the bar of the Paramount Theatre in Courtenay Place, which is hosting a photographic exhibition called Online to On the Wall, featuring 40 images from 33 photographers. It's a real-life manifestation of one of those communities, the Wellington Flickr Group. It's easy to set up or join a group on the Flickr photo sharing service, based around a shared interest or simply the place you live. The Auckland Flickr Group, for example, has more than 100 members, but it's dwarfed by the Wellington Flickr Group, which is closing in on 500 members, and this year took the big step of staging its own exhibition. We convened at the Paramount to ask several members just what it was about Wellington. Sue Tyler and Deb Seidlinger explained.
I think everyone in Wellington, Wellington's very much a people city, and you walk down the street and you see someone you know, and I think the Wellington Flickr Group's the same thing, that you post a photo to the group or you see someone posting a photo to the group and you're like, oh my god, I didn't even realise those guys were on Flickr, but you know them. And I think that's kind of just the way Flickr itself actually works, is that there's this photo sharing, there's this social thing, and it all just magically works. Flickr calls it the magic donkey, which is just what makes everything work. And I think, especially for us in Wellington, because it's such a tight-knit community, it's just, it takes that whole social networking online thing just to that extra level, which makes something like the exhibition, I think that's what made it possible and made it really easy.
How did the exhibition come to be? Whose idea was it?
So I floated an idea because I was just, and it might have been a Friday night online when I was just feeling, I think I'd seen a couple of Flickr groups around the world have exhibitions. I was like, hey guys, why don't we do this? I think we should do it at Paramount. And that was it, I left it there. And then one day Debbie posted something to the Flickr group.
Right, well, yes, Sue did float the idea initially, but because Sue is experienced at organising these things and she's very wise, she realised how much work was involved. And it didn't really go anywhere at the time. So 2 or 3 months later, I was having a coffee with another Wellington Flickrite, Steve Sigley, and we said, let's do this. You know, it seems like a really cool thing to do. So we went and booked the Paramount and put a notice out there and said, we're going to have this exhibition. But we were quite naive and inexperienced and didn't quite realise. I think if we had known how much work was going to be involved in it, we might not have proceeded, but we did it. So,
Did it seem more appropriate to do it somewhere here like the Paramount where people do gather rather than in a gallery?
We did consider approaching galleries for a venue, but a gallery is someplace where you have to purposefully go, you have to have an intent to go there, whereas this is a space where people do gather, they come here for movies, there's a cafe and a bar, so it seemed like a really nice place with good character.
One of the group's most popular online activities is an exercise called Guess Where in Wellington, where any member can post a picture and challenge the others to guess exactly where in the capital it was taken. School teacher Kerry Annett, who posts as Dead Possum, explains.
I've posted some things to guess where Wellington and had a guess, because it's quite neat. You look at a photo and think, oh, I know that, and then you're not sure. Like one of the images here, I think the pink wall one was on the Guess Where Wellington. So people have iconic Wellington images, but you have to think, I walk past that every day, but where is it?
So Kerry, how did you find the group?
I take photos around where I live about things that matter to me, and then you look for somewhere to share them, and you look for who's going to be interested in a photo of Wellington. Well, hey, a Wellington group is going to be, and that's how I found the Wellington group. And it's a really welcoming community. People make positive comments about your photographs, they give advice, you learn a lot. I've seen a lot of photos there. I thought, oh god, I wish I'd taken a photo of that like that, and I've it's made me look at things in a different way, I think. There are photos in this exhibition, I think, I was there and I didn't take that photo, I took one slightly differently. So it's great, it really gets your creative juices flowing. I've taken a lot more photos.
That all sounds really nice and collegial, but does it ever get competitive? And you can all answer this.
Well, you're usually usually see, because the obviously Wellington Group, whenever anything happens in Wellington, you're getting up with a hell of a lot of photos from usually the same event for a bunch of different people. And you're usually going to find people that were fairly close to you taking photos of the same kind of thing, but in very unique and interesting ways. And there's been threads where it's been just devoted to, say, a particular part of Wellington, where you've had a lot of people taking photos of the same area. And I wouldn't say competitive, but you certainly go, why didn't I think of that? Or it's crazy things. Just yeah.
I would say there is a certain amount of competitiveness to Flickr. I mean, it is real community, but there is also some competition. One of the things that you can do on Flickr is make comments on people's photos. You can also mark photos as favorites. So the number of comments that you get on a photo becomes important to you. So you post a photo and you get 12 comments and you think, wow, that's really fantastic. Or 10 people have marked this as a fave. So you're trying to get comments. So sometimes the photos that you post, you'll post ones that will get the most comments.
Although, at the same time, I think that's a bit about how you determine your Flickr experience, which is that magical thing about Flickr. Like, and we all do it. We'll sometimes post a photo and we're like, hey, this is going to get comments. That's really cool. But at the same time, you can just post complete crap to Flickr and it just doesn't matter. And I think that's just this magical thing, that there are professional photographers there and there are people like me who just snap rubbish, but I love doing it. And even within the Wellington group, we cover that whole spectrum, and there are different levels of competitiveness as much as there's different levels of participation.
Now, there are three of you taking pictures of this conversation. We're having a few drinks. It's all pretty seemly now, but how often does it happen that someone says, no, you are not posting that picture of me from Friday night? Does it happen?
Every time. Pretty much every time, but usually in a joking manner, you'd hope.
Use your judgment. I mean, you know, the great thing is you can mark things for friends or family or both only, so you can share it with your friends and it doesn't have to be on display for the entire web. That's one of the village things as well, because it becomes a very big village.
Yeah. I take a lot of photos of friends. There's very few of those on Flickr. There are a few that I like them because they're good photos. I take a huge number of photos of the children I teach. None of those are on Flickr, although I've been thinking of making a friends and family only Flickr group name for my class, so that the parents of those kids can access those photos and no one else, which would be easy to do. It really means that you're looking at things slightly differently. And yes, you do post Flickr. Whenever Flickr people meet, they tend to take photos of each other. Like, I've got one of Brock up on the Brock's hand, and you know, and there's one of me there that somebody else has taken in the Wellington group. And that's the way it works, because you're socialising in that, so you take photos, and because that's why the show's socialising in the first place. So,
I'm so unphotogenic, and I have the worst pictures of me on Flickr, but I haven't asked people to take them down.
Oh my god, I have, and they refuse to. There's some hideous ones of me from the Flickr exhibit opening night when I decided to go at the last minute after work, and I was looking a mess, and I said, "Take that photo down," and it was like, "No," I'm like, "Oh."
There was only one photo of me I asked to be taken down. I asked Anna Dunford to take a photo of me down that had this huge roll of fat on my stomach. And I just said, that just looks awful, please.
And look, let's record that one for radio now too.
The exhibition continues at the Paramount until May the 2nd, when its place is taken by a six-week reprise of the Craft 2.0 show, and we'll have more on that at the time. If you're interested in the Wellington Flickr Group, just Google Wellington Flickr Group. Anyway, we had things to do and people to see, and pausing only to greet KiwiBlog's David Farrer, we headed to Tupelo to meet the Wellington Easter. That's after the break.